Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss bar morning. Rosh Chodesh Nishmas. Mars Esther Batsim Shoros Chana Tugum Tzal Dechan from Meir Zev. Rabbi Zan Zushim Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. Lina Shmasam. Zufuas. Dina Baruch Batsim Esther Adasa. And Chaya Chafei Yom Tzal Dos Batsim Rabbi Menachem Yosef Ben Chana Batsheva Batsar Chaya. Harav Henich Dov Ben Lipsher. Meir Ben Elizer of Shai Ben Leah. Chaya Yitzchak Ben Esther Rivka. Matan ben Sara, Esther Tehila bas Ariel Tzipora, Harav Baruch Hertz ben Sara Tzipora, B'Shoshal Yisrael, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Shir is based in Torah Mordechai, we're going to go to Muflim, we're going to run Zatzal. V'yamdu Shnei Anashim, Asher Lehem Achid, B'fnei Hashem, B'fnei Hakohanim, Ashoftim, Asher Yehi Bayamim, Ayu Bayamim Ahem. Chapter 19, verse 17, and the two people stand who have a quarrel before God in front of the Kohanim, the judges, that will be in that day. Rashi brings, based on the Gemara, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, page 25b. That the Tzitzit Shir B'Mimahim is coming to teach us that Yiftach B'Doiroi Kishmuel B'Doiroi. Yiftach in his generation is like Shmuel in his generation. You have to give them COVID. You have to give them COVID. Kids are, oh, the judges in my generation aren't good as the judges in the older generations. I want my judge to be the Noda B'Yehuda. That's what I want my judge to be. Let the Ktzais HaChayshin be my judge. The Ktzais and the Nesivah should have said to my Beis. I'm sorry. We don't have Ktzaises walking around. We don't have Nesivahs walking around today. Whatever judge you have in that day is a good day. You have the Beth Din of America. Go to the Beth Din of America. That's a, you say anything bad about the Beth Din of America? Great Dayanim. Those are the Dayanim in your times. Those are the Dayanim they have to give kavod to. Any Dayan, any Beis Din you go to, that's the Beis Din in your door. You have to give them kavod. Now, obviously, every Beis Din is a valid Beis Din. But every Beis Din is a valid Beis Din. Yiftach b'shmar kishmul b'dar. Yiftach b'dar kishmul b'dar. But the question is, that's what it says in the Gemara, but it says that on the pasuk that's earlier, chapter 17, verse 9. And then it says in the Gemara there, and Rashi there from the Sifri, that even like the other judges that were before him, you still have to listen to him. Because in other words, there, the pasuk is talking about the Chiyuv Shmiel, the Beis Din, Hagadol, the Din Zokei Mamre, who's Mamre, the Beis Din, who rebels against the Beis Din. And on that, the Chiddush is, you have to listen to the Shavit in your time. But in Unzil Parsha, in our Parsha, we're talking about the Chiyuv of Edim Zoynimin. That the Chiyuv is because of what they wanted to, what they planned, what they schemed to do to their brother. What does it matter if the Shavit is like Yiftach or the Shavit is like Shmuel? They have a Koyach HaDin. And through this guy's Edus, they wanted to do to Reuven what Shimon wanted to do to Reuven. Something bad, want to be Mechayev Reuven Misa, Shimon gets Misa. Well, what's the Hava mean? You should patter him because he's not a Shofet like the earlier Shofet. So this is the wrong place to put it. You know where you put it? You put it by Zakin Mamre to show you, no, you know how to be Mamre. You know how to be Mamre any base in a God. It's Meheche Tesi that you're putting it over here by Edom Zomim. What's the Hava mean now? That Edom Zomim, you're not going to give him the Din Edom Zomim because the judges aren't on the same level as the judges used to be. He's chayv midin edim zayim, and money simba kumploni. Edim say we're with you in a certain place, and memele your judgment is false, your testimony is false. Of course, we give them that punishment that they wanted to give. What does it matter what the beis din is? Beis din is a good, besser a beis din, and not as good beis din as we used to be. Mazem mishanet. So basically, Rashi puts it in the wrong place. L'chayr. So now that it says here in the pasuk, vamdu shnei anoshim midashim in the gemara in Shavuos 30b, the dini amida de edin ubalei din b'shas adin. That the Eidim, the Baal Adin, have to stand, B'Shas Hadin, Ayin Shem, B'Sig, L'Chor, we have to understand, Mazik Kashul, the Parashas Eidim Zoyim, we're talking here about Eidim Zoyim, in Kiyokom Eid Chomas, B'Yishlanos B'Yisara, when a bad, bad, this false witness comes, to testify falsely about somebody. So, that says, V'am B'Shnei Anoshim, why do we learn Dafkin, the Parashas of Eidim Zoyim, in, why do we learn that this Din of Amida V'Amdu, that the Baal Adin and the Eidim have to stand, Mazik Kashul. So it would appear as follows. It says in Dvorim, chapter 1, verse 17, Lo sekir panu b'mishpat, ki godo ki tkatan tishmon, lo seguru mipnei ish ki ha-mishpat Elohim. That don't prefer people in judgment. Big, small, listen to everybody. Don't be afraid of anybody, because the judgment is God's. Rashi, mashtanotam mizeh shalo ki den atam iskikeni lachzir, what does it mean ki mishpat Elohim? If you take from Yenim, if you take Reuven away from Reuven, what belongs to Reuven, and give it to Shimon, you force me to give it back to the Reuven. You twisted my judgment. You twisted my judgment. And that's basically Goran Sanhedrin Davches, Amr Aleph. We have to understand, why is this different than any other hefsid mamon? Any other hefsid mamon, you could say, oh, you're forcing God to give the guy his money back. Why, Dafka, by mishpat does it say that you're forcing the God to give the guy his money back? So we see from this that it's only a din in hefsid adei atayas din, only when you twist the judgment. Then you're forcing God to get involved. Why? Because the etzim psak din is kiviyoch the psak din of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisod HaDvarim. Pshuto shel mikra. Ki ha-mishpat le-Elohim hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the shayfet. And when the psak din is shel lo kedin, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give back the money. Because it's his psak din. Vayin b'mash kasib Ramban, pasuk yitzayin sham. V'gam ken shaykh l'mash ez m'sha'amam. Ayin sham et divrei Ramban. Akopanim, the Yisod HaDvarim is that when the judges are judging, it's God's judgment. Ki ha-mishpat le-Elohim hu. This is God judging. Hashem is judging. In the Mela, when you take away money, the judges from Reuven, give it to Shimon, it belongs to Reuven, you're causing Hashem to get involved, to give it back to Shimon, because we give it back to Reuven because it's his judgment. And that would appear what it says over here, v'amdushnei Hashem v'fnei Hashem, I says, yeah, doim lam ki'ilu emdim v'fnei ha-mokom. It's, you should feel like you're standing before Hashem. Hashem, v'kel, v'kim ye'elohim yishpot. That you're judging among Elohim. That you're standing before God. They told Yanai, "Shtayoiv, stand up! You're standing before God, the one who said in the world became." In other words, the mishpat lelokimu. Your mom is standing before God. It's covered Hashem to stand because Hashem is the one doing the mishpat. And therefore, you have to have kavod Hashem, like before in Sanhedrin from the pasuk over here. Amar al glecha, stand up on your feet. Yana means you're not standing before. You're standing before Misha Amar Vaya Olam. And the Maharal Shon Sanhedrin brings in the pasuk from Tehillim 80:2:1. Elokim nitzav adas elokim yishpoit. And that's what Rashi brings in this pasuk over here. That God is standing there. God is standing in judgment. Malbim Tehillim. It says, pshat is that Hashem is judging with the judges. Exactly like we said. Malbim Tehillim Shtim Snari Naisa Lutz. Malbim is Mamish. I love learning Malbim. I'm saying this publicly in front of the crowds of tens and tens of thousands of people who are not listening to this year, that I love learning Malbim. I love learning Malbim. So I have to admit it. I have to admit everyone has to admit their weaknesses. Everyone has to admit their weaknesses. Mine is Malbim. Vayin b'Sanhedrin vavam beis. V'yu eidim yodim mi'idim lefnei me esmi me'idim lefnei me'idim yasili parameyem. They have to know who they're testifying about before, who they're testifying about, and who's going to end up exacting justice from them. And the Danim also have to know who's involved over here. Hashem! And Marmi's another pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to exact punishment. So God is going to be the one exacting judgment. You're judging before God. You're testifying before God. Understand Hashem lifnei Hashem. You're testifying before God. You're judging before God. B'kerav Elohim yishpoit. Elohim nitzav ba'adas kel. The judges are before Hashem. This whole judgment is going and is taking place in front of Hashem. And therefore, here, normally when does God exact punishment because of the sin? Here God's exacting punishment because mamish, you're starting up with Hashem. Because this is Hashem's judgment. This is Hashem's judgment. You know, it's like to tefillin. There's a special thing by tefillin, not to pass gas, not to have bad thoughts. Why? Because when you're wearing the tefillin, you're wrapped up with godliness. The tefillin, which have the name of Hashem in them, the parashiyos, Shema. So this means that you're tied up with Hashem. When God is so closely tied up with you, you can't have any bad thoughts. See, here also, when you're judging, God is in this judgment. And when you twist the judgment, God's judgment is being twisted. When you testify falsely, you're testifying falsely before God. And therefore, Hashem takes this more seriously than other averus. Wow! It's the onesh misug acher legamrei. So now it appears as follows. The chiyuv edim zomin comes because they were poil this gemar din on this person. In other words, they made a gemar din on Pliny. Should be chayav misa, let's say. And that's considered like a mice, like we see in Bava Kama 5. That their chayiv came to Rachmana achshavei maisa ain shem b'divrei gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it like a maisa. And see in the Chidushim of Reb Chaim Halevi, famous Eidus, chapter 20, who writes over there that by Malkus there's no kasher osim. Normally we say kasher zamin, no kasher osim if you planned it out. But now that they actually did it, then the Eidim were off the hook. But we don't say that by Malkus. Why famous Reb Chaim? Because there's no shame Malkus unless you get Malkus, I'll be based in. And here is doch sheker, it's sheker. So it's not Malkus based in. It's just some rabbi giving wax. But it's not Malkus based in, and therefore there's no din of kasher osim. So why don't we say the same thing, Frekt Reb Chaim, by the Gemara Din? The Gemara Din is betos, so let's say it's Bechal, not a Gemara Din. There's no Chiyuv Eidim Zomen, because the whole thing is Dochatos. They're only Chayiv Nigmar Din Alpim, but it's Bechal, not a Gemara Din, because it's betos. As I Frekt Reb Chaim, Ein Sham, Diver Reb Chaim, Per Roseidus, Per Kof. Aber Lefi Dvarenu Nirah Akach. The Kev, An Shelokim Nitzov Ba'adas Kel. Since God is standing, where the judges are standing by the scale, they're in front of Hashem. By the way, this is brought in the Kesef Mishnah, in the 20th parak of Hilchos Eidus, in Halacha Beis Ayin Sham. The canal shekam b'tzal din muta yesh b'zegam p'sak din k'viyocha mei Hashem. The Gemara Din is also p'sak from Hashem. That's what gives it a shame. Gemara Din, the Rachman Ach Shavei L'maisa, the Bitzua Hadin. Is the Beis Din, the carrying out of the judgment is Doch the Beis Din. When they give the punishment. And if that's Betos, it's garnished. It's not Malkus Beis Din, because the whole thing is based on a predicated on a mistake. But if the Gemar Din is the Gemar Din of Hashem, and that's what makes it valid, even though it's a tos, but it still counts. And therefore, Rachman Ashrei Lamaisa. So the Pesach Din is a Pesach Din because it's the Pesach Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either made a toast, okay, but it's still the Pesach Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's still Pesach Din. And the male of the person is Din of Eidim Zayman. So now we understand very nicely that say the Divrei HaPesukim Kaan, V'akom HaShemalam Din Eidush and every parashas with Dafka, the Pesach opens up, Ki Yadum Yaku Meit Chomas, Bishla Anoiz Boi Sara, in other words, Achi Tisra Gufa Shel Eidush, Shizem Elayim Etchein Eidim Nasim Zayman. Achi Yizum Ez Atzman, the Gufa Eidush has to be Sara. What does mean the Gufa Eidush, that the Eidim themselves, Imanua Yisem B'makom Bloni. So the Rashi says, Shehu Sora Eid Mikol Eidu Sazu. He said, hey, you were with us. Moran Makis, fine. Shetisra Gufa Shal Eidus. I love this. These sugars of Eidim Zomid Machmir Shikr. Shikr! Sorry. Ve'alze kosi apar shaloi ma'ar shechayav an alze. Alma shezama mula asus lo'achib d'rachman akari imayse. ותאמו רק משום שהדין הוא גם הרגיע הקדוש ברוך הוא. וזה נויסן תויקיף של דין גם בתוס. וכנר דמי הייתה מנסחייב ששם לא הקדוש ברוך הוא עצמה שהפסיד. So there's a tisra gufa shal edus, the problem with the edim themselves. And therefore, ain't edim nasim zo mat shizum is atzman until you say about them in money simbo complaining like we see Makkos 5a. And in that, the parashah is coming to tell us that their chayva ma shizam ulasis lachib that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it a maisa, and the reason is only because the din is Ayde HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives a toikef. That's what gives the power of the din, even mitos. And for this reason, Mischayv Shi Yishalim Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzma Shehifsid. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to repay by the guy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is psak din. And then that the pasuk continues, V'am Shein HaShem Elam Ariv Lifnei Hashem. In other words, it's din of Kavod Amida. Because Zeydus Lifnei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the din. And since that's the matzav, comes the Hemshech, verse 19, V'asisim Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzma Shehifsid Lo Achiv. You know why? Because it's a Gemara Din. And you know why there's a Gemara Din? Because it was Hashem paskening. And only because of that, you give him the punishment that he wanted to give his brother. Only because of what? Only because it's Hashem's Gemara Din. Otherwise, it would be the whole thing would be betos, like Reb Chaim said. I mean, there's no Gemara Din. But since it's the Psak Din of Hashem, so now we understand the Kamash Milan over here. Shein lecha l'shavit b'yamecha. Letzalkadai techai might think that this is the Nebelahim Nitzav Adasel. Ain't no elek shagadam oda shayfet. You might think it's a grace of shayfet. Then there's shaychas tokarish baruch. But otherwise there isn't. And therefore we can't be mechai v'edim zayimin because it's not a gemar din. It's a kleine shayfet. I heard in the name of the Bais Yisrael, the Heilige Ger Rebbe, he used to say, a kleine Reifen, kleine Malochim. Größe Reifen, größe Malochim. If you have small doctors, small angels. If you have big doctors, big angels. So you might think that if it's a small court, that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't judging with them. Only if it's a big court. Kamash Malan, no! They're standing in with a small court, Hashem is present and judges with them. And the middle of this din of Adam Zayman, v'advorim me'irei einayim u'mesamchei lev mamish. Gevaldik, gevaldik. And maybe with this, we can explain Divrei Rabbi Yossi in the Sifri over here. And earlier on, 17:9, Nimar Sanhedrin, 28b, Ayin Sham. And the Pasuk El Shofet Shevim Mehaim, Ay, v'chital al daita, would you think that a person would go to a Shofet that's not Biyamav? El Shayakar v'n Israchek, in other words, l'hach shir rochoik, avo b'shayakarov. Meaning it's being machshir, a rochik, somebody who was far away, who used to not be related, now he's related. Now he used to be related, now he's no longer related. That's what the pasuk has come to be machshir. Somebody used to be karov and now became a rochik. They used to be related, but are no longer. So, l'chayra, what do we need two psukim for? Here and also Perek Yitzayim. And also, Tzarech Biyur, Shamnam, D'Rasham Yizeh. D'Rasham Yizeh. D'Rasham Yizeh. D'Rasham Yizeh. D'Rasham Yizeh. That's not Pashta Pasuk. Talking about the Iker Din Mishpat. So what's the Iker Pasuk coming to tell us? El Hashoy V'el Hashoy Yeh Bayam Yimahayim. So we make a Shaina Drusha. What's the Shaina Drusha? That he used to be related and he's no longer related, so he's fine. Bayimim Ahim. In those days. He used to be no good. He used to not be a good judge. Now he is a good judge. What's Pashup Shat? The whole vort of a karav being pasul ladin is not even a furish in the pasuk. It's derived from Edus, Yerushalmi Sanhedrin 3:9, Ayin Sham, Barif, Perakim with Sanhedrin, based on Mishnah Nida 49b. So you can't say that's pasul shat in the pasuk, but it's coming to be machshir, a karav shin srachik. So what's a pasul al shofet shevim mehem? We still have the kasha. Are you going to go to the shofet's not by yamim mehem? El she'etzim divrei Rabbi Yosi kemuvor begirsus a sefri. It's hard to understand Rabbi Yosi. Lashon a sefri is v'chital adatcha. Shavit she'en abiyam echa el shavit she'u kosher. U'muchsak lucha bo'isim ayamin. Hayakaro v'nisrachek kosher. Are you going to think that you're going to go to a shavit that's not in your days? Rather, the shavit that's kosher and is muchsak in those days because he was a karov and now he became a rachok. So now in those days he's kosher. V'chein wa'am al-tom v'shem v'shem v'tov me'ele. This is a very problematic sifri, because it starts off and it says that if he was carbon, it's rachek, he's kosher. If he was carbon, it's rachek, he's kosher. And then it quotes the pasuk about toimer shayam rishonim toimer me'ele. Don't say that the earlier days were better than these days. You know what that pasuk is brought on? That pasuk is brought in the Gemara, telling us that don't say that the earlier base then is better than this base, and therefore I can't trust this base. And they said two different halachas. So in the sifri debei Rav Zuta, he asks, he says, "This irbuv dvarim." He says, this is just a mixed up, the girsi here is farmished, it's all mixed up. Because at first it tells us that you learn from this pasuk that haya karo bin israche kosher. And then it says, v'cheinu aymer, don't say that the earlier days, the earlier days were better. The earlier days were better are saying a different din. That the beis din now is valid, and don't say the earlier beis din is invalid. Don't say the earlier Beis Din is better and therefore this Beis Din is invalid. No. This Beis Din is good and don't say the earlier days were better. That's one din. And then at the beginning of the med, that's the v'chein o'aymer. But before, this is something completely different. Hayakarv nisrach, hayakasher. So he says, there's Zerubov Dvarim over here. It's a mud nizach. This is the free. L'chayra. Also, Rashi only brings down, Rashi doesn't bring this karv nisrach, hayakasher thing. Rashi only brings the union of every generation has their Beis Din, and you have to go to that Beis Din. So why does Rashi only bring that? As lefit vareinu, omer morein varabeinu, behadrat gaunuto, shevadai ikar ha'inyan gam v'dat Rabbi Yosi, the ikar inyan of this pasuk, is ein lecha l'shefet el shebi amecha. You go to the judges in your day and age. If you don't have in your day and age, the ktsois, whoever's the judge, go to the judge. And that's how Rashi explains Shulchan Mikra, and even according to Rabbi Yosi, that's the ikar shot in the pasuk. Just Rabbi Yosi is learning, adin halacha l'maisa, that if someone was a karv, then he became a rachoik, the kurva is not batala mafreya. The kurva is not batala mafreya. The relation is not retroactively nullified. Ve'adayin yeshno b'dayan chelek shel kurva. He still has that sense of being a relative that should pass on the din. B'shlem be'edim. It's tali b'riyo b'agad or b'riyo b'agad rochiku. Aval adayin b'achrosim v'sasen al metziusoi. When you have an aid, so an aid is based on what he sees. So he's telling you what he saw. And at the time he saw it, he was a rachik. So at the time he saw it, and at the time he's giving the testimony, he was a rachik. So memela, it's edus of a rachik. That's tali b'riyo ba'agada. But the dayan, aval ha'dayan v'achrato, mevusasim al kol metziusoi, shish b'gam avar shebo yakorev. But the hachras ha'dayan is based on his whole metzius. And in the past, he was a korev. V'nimtza shebo ha'ksak gam michelek ha'kor v'shebo. The psak is coming also from his being related. He used to be. He used to be my shvugar, they say. He used to be my brother-in-law. He used to be my this. He used to be my that. So how is he kosher ladun? El shezeh ya nachon, that would be correct if it was the psak din of the dayan. But since, like we said, Ein lecha el shofet shebi amecha sheikroi kanal mitzat shelokim nidas zavadas kel. That Hashem is together with the dayanim. Elokim can be judges, and Elokim can be God, and Adas Kel. It could be the community of Hashem. It could be that that's telling us that Hashem is there. And it could also be the judges could be Adas Kel. However you look at it, as the Malbim explains, this pasuk is talking about Hashem is with the judges. Here it says, Elokim Loshen Yachin, Nitzav. Here it's talking about God. God is in the Adas Kel in this community of people who are judging. So the Psul Kurva, so if there's a psul korva, the gavra is a karoiv, then God isn't there. But if he was misrachek, then Hashem is there. And we don't care what happened in the past. We see he's not the one paskening. You're right, he's paskening for the whole Metzius, and Metzius he was a karoiv, but it doesn't matter. Because he's not paskening, it's Hashem's psak. And therefore it says, Halacha l'maaseh to be machshir karav nisrachek. So it comes out like this, gevaldik, that the pasuk of Ela shofet asher b'yamim ahem, we need here in our context of Eidim Zayim, and we also need in the context earlier on of Zaken Mamre. In the context of Zaken Mamre, don't think that the person's not a Zaken Mamre because the Beis Din isn't on the same level. No. He's Zaken Mamre no matter what. And don't think that their Gemara Din is not a Gemara Din because it's a Tos. Don't think their Gemara Din is not a Gemara Din because it's a mistake. And therefore there's no Din Edim Zomim, there's no Gemara Din. The answer is no. Hashem is with them. So you need to come Hashmolan in both cases that it's a proper Beis Din, the Shofet in your days. That's the Iker Pshat in the Pasuk and Mela, that's the, you need it in both places. There's a Kama Shvan in both places. However, there's a side in that it's also telling us. It's also telling us that, and that's why you can put the two together. It's telling you both. In the Sifri, it says, the Halacha of Karav Shem Srachik, and also don't say the earlier days are better than these days, because the earlier days are better than these days, that's the Iker Din. And then the Yidus, a little bit shver in the Lashon of the Sifri, V'chein Oimer. It's Mashmah, it's a Hemshech of what it says before. But really, it's the same Yisrael Advar. That God is with the judges. And since God is with the judges, don't say the earlier days are better than today, because God is with the judges even today. And also, if he's a Karov, even Yisrachek, if he's a Karov, and then he became a Rachok, don't say that he's judging with his home that sees that he used to be a relative, and therefore he still feels connected. No. Since Hashem is with him, so that makes it a valid psak din, even though it used to be a karov. So it's really saying the same thing. You can trust the judges in your days, God is with them, and you can also trust a karov shen esrachik, a judge that was a relative and became a rachik, because God is with him. Malbim says, Elokim nitzav adas kel. Elokim nitzav adas kel. Elokim oimed ben avali dinim. Ve'edim abayim lemishpat. God is standing among the edim, the Baalei Dinim, and Mekerav Elokim Yishpoit. And he's also among the judges. He's judging with them. Umetzari Sheshevet Mekerav Elokim. Hana Mekerav Lev HaShevetim Nimsa Dvar Elokim. Mekerav Elokim Yishpoit. There's God inside of them. God is judging over here. So Melody, you can trust the judges. It's a Psak Din of Hashem. And then if there's an Ivus in the Psak Din, then Hashem has to Farech Din. Hashem has to be Metaken. Hashem has to fix it. Wow, that's why you need it in both places. I'll tell you the Kamash Milan in each context. That the courts in your time are good, and it also tells you the Din of Karav and Yisrachik, why it's okay. Benyin zeh mevur l'choyra b'divrei ha-gemore. B'kiddushin 66b, Darut Shev Yana, he was nachshir b'dievet avoydas koin shen eschalel. Avoydas b'koin, he realized he was a cholel, he's nachshir b'dievet. Because there's a basel ha-koin, b'chital al-datcha, that a person's going to go koin sheloya b'yamav. Elezeh o'alezeh koshir b'n eschalel. This is a strange Gemara. We want to be machshir b'dieved, the avod of a kohen who was mischala. Machshir b'dieved, the avod of a kohen was a cholam. And how do we prove it? Because it says, uvase al kohen. Asher yeh b'yamim ahim. Can it enter your mind? Could it be that you're going to come to a kohen who's not Bayami Mahim? No. So what does it mean Bayami Mahim? Ella ze kosher v'nischalel. It's talking about a kohen who was kosher, and now he's a cholel. So the chayrat doesn't make sense. Either of them. In the pasuk we see, it's telling him what there is now. Mashu achshav b'yamav, and a kosher v'nischalel is now a cholel. So how do we learn from this pasuk to be machshir, a koyin shenischalel, the avoid of a koyin shenischalel, when we see it's Tullian, what is there is what's happening now. Tullian ba'achshav. Lo b'masha haya kosher. And now he's a chala. And it says now he's a chala, he's a din chala. So how do we say that we're machshir b'di'evet, avoidis koin shenis chala? Should be Tullian now. If now he's a chala, so then the if now he's a chalal, and the avoda that he did earlier should be pasul. So how are we machshir b'di'evet of the avoda of a kohen who is a chalal? It's a ben grusha. As mevuar kanal, shemitzad atzmoi ha'aver lo batel, v'gam mi shenitchalel yesh no bo shayechut hechsher. Ela shekan, ha-pasuk mechadesh lanu, l'gdil shelagabe din, ha-kol talui be'achshav. V'kanal shebemashu achshav yeshno anyan shel elokim nitzav badat kel. Im lo ken u'kolagabe kohen, she'eno din ela la'avodato, yesh bo mikohen, af al pi shenitchalel kevin she'a kasher. V'shaper yalfinan me'achem me'a shekatuv kohen bakra. V'rak l'gabe geder shoyfet az lin rak basar hashte, v'lo l'gabe kohen bedinov, Shaloi clapping mishpot. It's mamish gevald like a million bucks. When it comes to a kohen who we thought was kosher, he really wasn't. We thought originally he was kosher. So now that we realize that he's not, he still has shaychus to kashrus. He still has shaychus to the avar when we thought he was kosher. And therefore, machshir is avoda. El ha-shefer asher yabimahim in those days. And even in those days, meaning, Zeh kosher v'nischalel, meaning that now we realize that he's not kosher, but he used to, yes, be kosher. Meaning at that moment, here it's someone bringing the Bikurim to the Kohen. Since at that moment, now we realize that he's not a Kohen, but he still has shaychus to the past. And in the past we thought he was a Kohen. That's what's machshir. Because you see that he does have shaychus to his past. Even though now we realize that he's pasul. So it's still going to be machshir based on his shaychus to the past. But when it comes to Mishpat, we only go basar hashta. We don't pay attention to the past. Why not? Because Elokim nitzav adas kel, because God is with him now. And when it comes to Mishpat, we only pay attention to the present, that Hashem is with him. But there is shaychus to be, you would think not like that. You would think if he was a karov and a srachik, he'd be puzzled. Because in the past he was a karov, he still has shaychus to his past. Talmud is judging. The answer is no. When it comes to judgment, we only take the present into account because Hashem is with him. Whereas when it comes to the Bikurim, Nachinami, now we see that he's pasul, but since he's still shaykhus of the past thought he was kosher, Memela were machshir the Bikurim. So we saw Mamashi Soydis Gedolim in this shir, in Inyanei Mishpat. Wow. It's like, I don't know the amount of money. I don't know, but how about this? The weight of the globe in gold, all right? At least that much. So the Yisod HaDvarim is that Hashem is with the judges, and with that Yisod we answered a lot of kashas. Why we need this, to tell you judges are good in your day in two different places. It's telling you Chiddush L'Gabei Edim Zoymimim. It's telling you Chiddush Legabe Zakin Mamre, the judges are even good in your time. Zakin Mamre, don't say they were better, only good in the earlier time. He's not a Zakin Mamre, he's a Zakin Mamre even now. And don't say the judgment isn't a good judgment, he can't be an Eid Zayman because the judges aren't so good. No, it's a good judgment. It's a good judgment. Hashem is with the judges. You think it's betos? No. Hashem is with the judges. That's what makes it a valid din. And you can learn two dinim from here. You can learn the judges in your time are good judges. You should be mechabi them. Hashem is with them. You can also learn the din of karov shin esrachik. Hashem is with him, so even though he used to be a karov, since he's no longer a karov, he's kasha. So, it's Hashem, but siyata d'shmai, hopefully we'll revisit this. So, give it to Simamish Gabaldik. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.